Well, I got money to spend, my time to waste. So let's get together, baby, let's get straight. That's me and you, baby, that's all we two can really have a ball. Cause I'm a crazy lover, yes, I'm a crazy lover. I'm a crazy lover, baby, and I think you're kind of crazy. Yes, the cats, they brag, how sweet they are. But, baby, they don't know the score. I'm sweeter than the peaches that come in the can. I'm even super than a Superman. Cause I'm a crazy lover. Yes, I'm a crazy lover. Baby, and I think you're kind of crazy. Well, I'm hotter than the sun on the 4th of July. I can sweet talk you, baby, make you wanna cry. I'm like a dynamite, a baby by the load. And just a kiss from your mother, I'm a lover to explode. Cause I'm a crazy lover. Yes, crazy lover. Baby, and I think you're kind of crazy. All right, mama. Mama, cause I'm telling you so. I'm a crazy lover. Yes, crazy lover. I'm a crazy lover, baby, and I think you're kind of crazy. Well, I'm a crazy lover. Yes.
Yeah, how about starting the show with some
crazy loving?
Oh man, he was the chameleon of rhythm and blues, they called him Richard Berry. He played the badass on this record, and man, he did really good. And yeah, did you hear that ear pain harmonica? He announced it actually, who plays it. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure that's Big Mama. Play it, Mama. Oh, no, she said, all right, Mama.
Oh, no.
And yeah, that's Big Mama Thornton on harmonica here. Richard Berry on Flair. The Other Side, I played you before, Next Time, is one of my favorite records that probably most people hate or love. But this is Crazy Lover. I think this is the plug side. It's fantastic. It's great, but crackly. But
I have
bought a 78 of that, and that is not just crackly. That is the most hammered thing I ever owned.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. That was
I want to listen to that again. This is
no, you can't. It's like too painful.
So even that hammered 45 is like a million times better than that 78.
Yeah.
Welcome.
This is golly gosh, OG.
No, this is the Crazy Lover.
AKA.
We are crazy, AKA. We're crazy for loving you.
What? I'm Highfalutin Mama.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you?
I'm the Crazy Lover. As I just said, I'm even super than a Superman. I like that part best.
Well, I am going to be a fool next Monday.
You're already a fool.
Actually, I'm a fool every day of the week, but...
It's Monday today.
It is Monday. Really? I didn't know. But next Monday, I'm going to be a fool.
No, well, let's see.
Today, I'm just lazy.
Okay. What
is that? We're having a lazy... Well, no, we're getting some things done, but we leave tomorrow for a small little vacation.
Yes.
We're going to go to the pickle farm.
The pickle forest. It's called Spreewald. It's an unspectacular nearby little... forest with watery canals. Well, I hope there's still water because Europe is suffering from a terrible drought here.
It's raining now.
It's rain. Well, don't call it rain.
Oh, yeah.
The Rhine River has only half of its water. Most ships don't go on there anymore. And somebody poisoned the Oder River, which goes from Poland to the Baltic Sea. And that's a terrible disaster happening right now, like everywhere in the world happening disasters. But let's not think about those things. Let's be a fool next Monday. Who is that?
Kitty White.
Kitty White. It's a white kitty. Yeah, how cute.
It's on the Mercury label. Think of it. Mercury is what's happening in the river.
Perfect. That's where I was going to. What they think they have found in the river. There must have been several causes for the poisoning of the river. There must have been some salts. There was a paper factory. Somebody was thinking that might be them. And they found mercury in the water and all those terrible things. Nobody really knows.
All the life that was in the river. Dead.
This river is completely dead. It's a long river, 1,000 kilometers of dead river now. And the only good thing about Mercury is the label, because they brought us a nice popcorn classic by a white kitty. Here we go.
I'm gonna be a fool next Monday. I'm gonna make a date with you. We're gonna go around and play the doll the way we used to do just one more time so I can ease my mind. I'm gonna be a fool next Monday. I know it's gonna make me blue. I wanna see you walk and talk and smile the way you used to do just one more time so I can ease my mind. I'm not gonna tell nobody. I'm not gonna make a sound. Gonna let him down. I'm gonna be a fool next Monday. I'll only have myself to blame. I'm gonna hold you in my arms real tight to hear you call my name just one more time so I can ease my mind. Just one more time, so I can ease my mind.
You ain't treating me right, baby. You ain't treating me right. That's why I'm leaving. Some rainy night. Well, it's not about all I can stand. I know you've been seeing another man. You ain't treating me right, babe. You ain't treating me right. You ain't treating me right, babe. You ain't treating me right. That's why I walk out some moonlit night. Well, I got no use for the moon, but with the snake hiding in my garden of love. You ain't treating me right, babe. You ain't treating me right. Treat me.
me right, baby. You ain't treating me right. You ain't treating me right, baby. You ain't treating me right.
Oh, what a great classic that is.
You ain't treating me right, you crazy lover.
Thank you. Says Matt Curtis, of course. We were very crackly today. Three records, I didn't remember being that crackly.
I think it's been a while since we had a cracky show.
Yeah, but this one, maybe we should keep the concept and just play and hammer things. I like this. It still sounds so powerful and great.
Yeah, the other one too was really powerful and it's crackly.
That is The Other Side of the Low Road, a record, probably my favorite Matt Curtis record. Not everybody's taste, but I think this is fantastic. Luckily, The Other Side's better. Condition. Written by Don John. Ah, no, that's not Don Johnston.
Did you play The Other Side already?
Yes, yeah, I did. Okay. Yes, yes. Okay, I think we have a record that is in a good condition now.
Well, we'll see. Maybe.
We did. We heard it before.
You're My Kind. Mm-hmm. By Hank Davis on the Wiz label.
I like Hank Davis's voice. He always had this big, soft voice. Oh, I don't know.
This is a really good one. I've been wanting to play this one for a long time, and somehow I just,
I like it. What label?
Yeah,
is that
I get carried
on?
Away with playing all new things that that arrive, and I kind of forget about old things I haven't played. You know, like you get so excited because it's new stuff. So it's like, I want to play this, and then I've been going through old boxes, and like. On the shelf and found things. I'm like, this guy.
It's good you found this. What is this label? Wiz.
Wiz. W-I-Z-Z. Z-Z.
Is that from New York? Okay.
All right.
You're My Kind.
Got you on my mind. Need you, darling. You're my kind. My love is strong. My love is true. Tell me, darling, what to do. Oh, darling, darling, you're my kind, you're my kind. See you, dear, most every day. We talk, we joke the same old way. I'm just a friend to you, it's fun. But can't you see that you're the one? Oh, darling, darling, you're my kind, you're my kind. When I'm with you, I feel so grand. It's such a thrill to hold your hand. You're the one I'm longing for. Please be mine forevermore. Oh, darling. Darling, you're my kind, you're my kind. One day, dear, my star will shine. On that day, well, you'll be mine. Then I'll have you for all time. And I'll love you, cause you're my kind. Oh, darling, darling, you're my kind.
You, you, wonderful you, I'm breaking up over you. You, wish not to dream about you.
I don't really know about this record. It's something like, I don't know, mid-60s, what have we got? We got the Las Vegas Elvis and we got the Beatles and let's make some hit pop record that makes everybody dance. That's what I picture about this record. Bobby Shafto, Wonderful You.
It's a nice name, Shafto.
Shafto, okay. It's probably not a genius record, it's stupid, but yeah, on the Rust label, also out of New York. Interesting, just had to play that because I totally forgot what that is. I think it was kind of a hit, I don't know.
I don't know.
Bobby Shafto, all right.
Yeah, we do up. Sorry, I'm a little out of it. I don't know. We normally do the show a little bit later
and have a pizza afterwards.
But I got here and Bearable said he was so hungry he wanted to order pizza first because now it's earlier. It's 4:00. Usually we'd go, you know, do this at 6 or 7.
Early, yeah.
I thought I had a house meeting and now it's canceled. So now I'm a little out of it. I'm all tired because I'm too full.
I told you something. When we were waiting for the pizza delivered, I took a nap. And I told you, you should do the same when you're going to be tired when we do the show.
I don't like taking naps. Yeah. Anyway, so now I'm going to do some criminal records.
Criminal records.
Let's get criminal.
Why? What's criminal about Cecil Bowman?
Man Awaitin' on the D label. Cecil Bowman. Yeah, I don't know. I got a few criminal records I pulled out.
Well, I wonder what that is. What's criminal about it? Let's listen to the story. No idea.
Oh, I'm between the devil and the deep blue sea. There's a man waiting, swears to kill me. He says that I've stolen the biggest treasure of all. He says a man could do that, ain't very tall. He says that she's his, I say that she's mine. She says that she's loved me for a long, long time. I'm supposed to be a big, brave man, but I wish I was a kid still playing in the sand. 'Cause I'm between the devil and the deep blue sea, and if we ever meet, a funeral there will be. He says that she's his, I say that she's mine. She says that she's loved me for a long, long time. I'm supposed to be a big, brave man, but I wish I was a kid still playing in the sand. 'Cause I'm between the devil and the deep blue sea, and if we ever meet, a funeral there will be. Funeral there will be.
everybody there was high. That's when I seen my baby while I was passing by. And I couldn't understand it. Didn't think she'd let me down.
Yeah, that record was definitely almost the wall hanger, but I had to play it.
Even though it's like it's had jukebox wear, so.
Oh yeah, this has been used a lot.
Yeah, that's when it's been played a lot on the jukebox.
But yeah, that's one of those incredibly low volume, crappy Southern Plastic Sun pressings. That yeah, there's a reason that many Sun 45s didn't survive, because yeah, low volume pressing and pretty hissy. But hey, classic Trouble Bound, Billy O'Reilly, of course. Although it says Billy Riley, it doesn't say Lee on the label. And there's one interesting fact about this particular recording that probably most people know. It's the other side of Rock With Me, Baby. It is one of those classic Sun 45s that also have that particular Sun Record Studio 45 sound, you know, that we would all be able to tell when you hear a second from it. Despite the fact that it wasn't recorded there, it was a session that Jack Clement did in his Jack Clement just wanted to create his new Fernwood studio somewhere else in Memphis, I think in Fernwood Road or something. And I think it was the first session that he did, and it was more of like a garage kind of thing. And there was Billy Lee Riley, said, "Hey, I want to make a record." And there they recorded Trouble Bound. And the funny thing is, it sounded exactly like Sun Records. And it was just the band, or it was just coincidence. But anyway, it turned out to become a Sun classic.
Nice.
Not recorded in 706 Union Avenue. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. It's fantastic. I prefer that over Rock With Me, Baby. For some reason, I don't know. Always did.
That's on the other side, yeah.
That's on the other side.
Great. Yeah, well, I discovered a couple new records that I was surprised about, because it's a band that I usually don't like at all. The Kingston Trio is not something that I...
It's more of a poppy, folky...
Yeah, it's like almost too folky, like religious folky, or even like sometimes...
I think religious, I don't know. I think that was just one of those...
really folky.
One of those very folky folk bands.
Folky folk bands.
Mm-hmm. Folky folk folks. They were folky folk folks.
Goodness gracious me. Yeah, I found two records with that I was like pretty impressed by. So I'm playing one now, Bad Man Blunder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, by the Kingston Trio on the Capitol label.
Okay.
And the next one I'll play at a later date. But yeah, I was surprised to find two in the same shop.
Oh, you have another Kingston Trio 45 or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
All right. But, well, let's see what this one is like. What's the name again?
Bad Man Blunder.
On Capitol. Okay. Let's see.
Well, early one evening, I was rolling around. I was feeling kind of mean. I shot the deputy down. Strolled along home and I went to bed. Well, I laid my pistol up under my head.
He strolled along home.
I took my time.
And he went to bed.
Thought I'd sleep some.
Laid his pistol.
Big 22.
Up under his head.
I keep it handy. Well, early in the morning, about the break of day, I figured it was time to make a getaway. Stepping right along, but I was stepping too slow. Got surrounded by a sheriff down in Mexico.
He was stepping right along.
I were hot-footing it.
But he was stepping too slow.
It was a sultry day.
Got surrounded by a sheriff.
Boxed in.
In Mexico.
I didn't even have a chance to see the country. When I was arrested, didn't have a dime. The sheriff says, son, you're riding free this time. Where you're going, you won't need a cent. Cause the great state of Texas gonna pay your rent.
Cause where you're going,
I think he means jail.
You won't need a cent.
Well, he knows I'm broke.
Cause the great state of Texas,
yippee,
gonna pay your rent.
I'm mighty grateful, fellas. Well, I didn't have a key and I didn't have a file. Naturally, I stayed around until my trial. Judge was an old man, 93, and I didn't like the way the jury looked at me.
Well, the judge was an old man,
too old,
93,
entirely too old. I didn't like the way the jury looked at me. I think they were suspicious.
The judge and the jury, they did agree. They all said murder in the first degree. The judge said, say,
I don't know whether to hang you or not, but this here killing of deputy sheriffs has just naturally got to stop.
You got a point there, Judge. It was a most unsatisfactory trial. They gave me 99 years on the hard rock pile. 99 on the hard rock ground. All I ever did was shoot a deputy down.
99.
It could have been life
on the hard rock pile.
They might have hung me.
And all he ever did was shoot a deputy down.
One morning I was born on the planet Mars. I gassed up my cradle and I shot through the stars. And I landed on Earth with a solid bang. I'm the bang. I'm the bang. I'm the bang. Now it didn't take me long to get settled down. Cause when I dug the cool chicks in every town, I said, this is it, cat, let's get earthbound. I'm the fang. I'm the fang. I'm the fang. I got a bebop cap man, a real stingeree, and a solid gold keychain down to the knees, and real nervous pegs with a crazy crease. I'm the fang, the fang, I'm the fang. Man, I'm feeling just like a newborn colt. I'm gonna hit these chicks with a Martian jolt, cause I'm a red hot daddy with 1,000 volts. I'm the fang, I'm the fang, I'm the fang. Now I meet this earth cat and he says, hi you all, man, you're real nervous, you feel like a ball. I said, sure daddy. He said, let's find a hall. He didn't know I was the fang, the fang, the fang. So we dug a cool hall and tried it on for size, and all the cats were jumping to a rock and roll cry, and every Melaroonie chick just glued her eyes on the fang, on the fang, on the fang. My feet started flashing like the noonday sun, and my blue suede were hotter than a $2 gun, and the chicks all yelled, daddy, oh, you're the one, you're the fang, you must be the fang, you're the fang. Now when I left that hall about 12 midnight, I was an outer space papa that was feeling right, cause every chick in the house was mine on sight. Man, I'm the fang, I'm the fang, I'm the fang. I revved up my rod and I flashed into flight, and I sped through the stars back to Mars, my delight. And I know those earth chicks are dreaming tonight of the fang, of the fang, of the fang.
It is stupid and fantastic.
I want to hear you do their.
I'm the
fake. I'm not sure. This is worse.
Of course, it was worse. I don't know. This is. I would say that's my favorite Nervous Norvis 45. And yes, it. People may that's call good. It stupid novelty. I think he was just way ahead of his time. I think nobody really realized how much of a genius he was when he was. Wasn't he invited into some TV show because his the demos that he sent to the radio guy were put out by Dot on a 45 overnight. He was a huge star, but he never appeared on any show or anything because he was too shy.
Oh yeah, you were telling me the story about him being, that's why it's Nervous Norvis.
He got the name from that radio DJ.
He was too shy or like didn't like people. I don't know. Yeah, he's too nervous.
Yeah. And yeah, he but I mean, that's fantastic.
That's crazy to think about the songs he made and then the reality of yeah, that's crazy.
And I think he died depressed and as a depressed alcoholic at some time in the 60s. So he was a tragic character.
But suicide? No, it was just...
No, I think he just drunk himself to death. Okay. Or so. I don't remember for sure. I don't know. I think story had been covered a lot.
Yeah, but we have a problem with looking up information about the records we play after
we play them. You say that before. Every time never quote me on anything because mostly whatever I tell you is just what I think I have read somewhere. There was something last show I said something that I thought was right. Of course it was not. For I was thinking, I don't even know why I got there, but I said that the Boone label, isn't that Tex Williams' label? Of course, it's not at all. Not even close. Somebody else owned it. I forgot his name. Has
Tex
nothing
Williams
to do...
Tex Williams had a label?
Apparently not. Okay. I don't know why I was thinking
just
that.
Just making stuff up.
No.
See how far the rumors go.
Yeah, so I'm sorry for telling
like
you crap occasionally.
Telephone.
But at least I correct myself. Because I hate to be quoted on like, oh, Belle, you said this one day. And I have to correct myself.
That's good.
So, yeah, you... ended up on a rock pile. So.
Yeah, like the other... the Kingston Trio.
The Kingston Trio, of
Kingston
course.
Kingston Trio had talked about the end of the record ending up on a rock pile. And I was like, ooh, I have a record called Rock Pile. Hal Croft on the Jab label.
J-A-B. What is this? Produced by Audio Ashworth. It sounds like a name. Like, my name is Audio. Audio Ashworth.
This is the plug side.
Okay. Rockpile, Hal Croft. Do I know this?
Yes. Yeah, I don't think you're going to like it.
I have no idea what it is. That on that old Rockpile? Is it that one?
Nope.
Well, let's see what it is then.
£20 hammer and a 30-inch chain. Working like the devil on Rock Pile, sweating in the sunshine, crying in the rain, working like the devil on Rock Pile, Rock Pile, Rock Pile, paying for my sins on Rock Pile. If they keep me here long enough, after a while, I'll be harder than the rocks on Rock Pile. And I had a little fun, led me straight to Rock Pile. Nobody told me there was bullets in the gun, led me straight to Rock Pile. Rock Pile, Rock Pile, paying for my sins on Rock Pile. If they keep me here long enough, after a while I'll be harder than the rocks on Rock Pile. The chair instead of 20 years on a Rock Pile, I'd have been dead in a minute down there instead of 20 years on the Rock Pile. Rock Pile, Rock Pile,
yeah, she's the one that's got it. Oh, yeah, she's the one that's got it. You know, she got her tight little bushes, and when she puts them on, she's the one that got it. Can't leave her alone. I said, I could just go crazy. Well, I went around my baby. Yeah, I could just go crazy. You know, crazy.
You know, crazy, huh?
Oh, crazy. I didn't know if you're going to make it in time. He was outside the window talking to people.
Yeah,
your
friends
by.
Came by. Who warned us that we shouldn't take the train at 7 in the morning tomorrow to go on vacation because it's full of people going to work. Well, that's reasonable.
I don't know.
But it gives me a good reason to sleep 2 hours longer.
You think so?
I don't know. I don't care much about it. But I do care much about that she's the one that's got it. Alan Page, classic, he got 245s on Wooden Records, and I played you the absolutely delicious Sugar Tree, which is on the other side.
Oh, yeah.
I seem to play quite a few records that I haven't turned around yet, so...
The other side show.
It's a side show of the other side show.
The freak show from the other side.
Yeah, Moon Records out of Memphis... Alan Page, he's the one that's got it. That's the easier to get 45 on Moon. The Dateless Night, absolute deadly monster, is a bit... I might get that one day. But yeah, she's the one that's got it.
She's the one that's
and
got
she's
it.
And she's the one that's got another 45 on the
on
turntable.
The Kelso label, another prison rock crackin' stone.
Rock crackin' stone.
Nikki De Matteo.
Nikki De Matteo.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So
yeah, that definitely goes together well with a rock pile.
Yeah, exactly. So why not?
What's the label? Kelso.
Kelso.
Never seen before.
The other one was really loud, and it sounded like...
Oh, yeah, let's see.
It sounded like crap. I think this one's also pretty loud pressing. Why? It's like we go from the lowest crackling pressings to like
the crazy.
Loudest
the,
pressing.
The
needle
I guess
can't
you,
handle it.
You heard that, I guess, on the rock pile. It was so distorted, although I had my volume on the quarter. I think it was pressed louder than the needle can actually playback. So let's see if this is better now.
All right.
Through the phone. Oh, I got a lot of misery in this job that I'm on, 'cause my job is cracking stone. Cracking stone. Cracking stone. There's a lot of things a whole lot easier to do than to crack your heart of stone. Swinging at a sledge from a 7 to 5,000 miles from my hometown. And I'm thinking that a baby, I don't wanna be alive since you put me down. Cracking stone, cracking stone. switch and then I call you my own. And if that's not the answer, then I'm really at a loss of how to crack your heart of stone.
There's a reason I wanted to play this one. You're cracking stone. There was a bit part of the melody in the verse that reminded me of Don't Jump by Billy Fury. And that led me to playing a Billy Fury record, which is a record that, oh man, I think I must have heard this. How do I start? They must have played this on the radio sometime in the 90s when I was a teenager. And I knew this, but I never knew what it is and how it is. But I, for years and years and years, I had that melody in my head, this particular atmosphere and melody. I knew exactly in my head, but I never knew what it was. I had not one word, not one name and anything. And it was kind of mystic to me. And I never took me forever to find out that this was a hit record. Billy Fury, Wondrous Place. And yeah. Probably 20 years of my life, I've been humming this in my head without having any idea what it is. Fantastic, classic.
And hopefully tomorrow we'll be going to a wondrous place.
We will be going to a wondrous place.
At least for us, because we don't live there.
That's true.
So yeah, and the next record I have, I don't really have any news about it. I don't know much about it. But just that I like it.
Who is the artist?
Kirk Hansard.
Do you know it's the artist or is the title?
No, yeah, it's like... The title of the song is Johnny Collins.
But how do you know it's not Johnny Collins?
Because in the song he talks about Johnny Collins. The artist is Kirk Hansard. Mm-hmm. And on the HAP HAP label.
So who was Johnny Collins he's singing about?
Completely happy. There was Hap.
It was just Hap. It just happened. Is that a person that existed, Johnny Collins?
I don't know. Actually, that's why I said I didn't do any research about this. Maybe I should have.
Maybe we should just listen to the lyrics and see what it's all about.
I always find out afterwards that that's actually a true story.
So. Yeah, let's learn about the true story of Johnny Collins.
Now you
stole
a lie.
The story that may or may not be true.
Johnny Collins was a brave and a sport of a man. He carried his gun every day. He killed his woman in West Virginia land. Y'all have seen Johnny get away. Y'all have seen Johnny get away. Johnny Collins was a standing in the gambling room door. He was not concerned in the game. Till along came Mary with her 15 cents. Said, I'll deal my Johnny in this game. I'll deal my Johnny in this game. She said, 15 cents is all I have. 15 cents we'll play. Johnny, if you win with my 15 cents, you better make a short getaway. You better make a short getaway. Midnight train had been on time, Johnny Collins would have made his escape. But that old train was an hour behind. Johnny Collins, he was too late. Johnny Collins, he was too late. John's mother and his father were standing there. Said, son, what have you done? He said, I killed my woman in the West Virginia land. Today I'm gonna be hung. Today I'm gonna be hung. They said, son, where did you get your shoes and the ring that looks so fine? He said, I got my shoes from a railroad man, the ring from a girl in my mind, the ring from a girl in my mind. Said, I've been to the east, I've been to the west, I've traveled this whole world around. I went to the river and I got baptized, but today I'm on my hanging ground. Today I'm on my hanging ground. Go dig my grave with a silver spade, a golden chain to let me down. In long remembrance of my poor soul, the day I'm molded in the ground. The day I'm molded in the ground. Today I'll be 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 molded in the ground.
A little bird told me just this morning that you wanted to is it true? Honey, is it true? I never, never thought that you could love me too.
Is it true, Skava, that you have not even queued up a record yet?
I did before, but I think I've already played records that Bearable hates, so I didn't
then that's not
them again.
True.
There's the one I was wanting to play was Gambling Woman. It's very fiddly, but also very crack. It looks like it's been ran over by a semi a couple times. But still plays, just crackly. But then when the fiddles come in, I think Bearable would just play.
Well, you play what you want
to
play.
I had to be stuck with him for a week on the road, so I better not start it off.
Not as bad. Come on, you listeners. Yeah. That's not how I am.
Him being so angry with me.
I just played you 45 by a band called The Spiders. And I found this because, it's a record called Witchcraft by The Spiders. I have no idea what this is, but it's
on Imperial. Sounds like it would be good.
It sounds like it would be good on Imperial, so I thought, maybe it's an R&B record. It is an R&B record, but Witchcraft is not all that good, and it's incredibly cheap. It's a really cheap common record. But I turned it around, and there was Is It True, which I liked, and you just heard. Yeah, The Spiders. Written by Dave Bartholomew. Look at that.
Interesting. Interessant.
Hmm. Is it really?
No. So since I didn't play my crackly fiddly record, had to grab something really quick, and The Restless Wind, which we don't have any of that right now.
No. Well, we have a fan. We have a restless fan.
A restless fan. Not you guys out there, but the one that...
Yeah, where are all the golly gosh OG? Where is the fan crowd?
The fan club.
We haven't had any comments on this show for a while. And even the most, the obvious listeners, the one we know.
The one we know.
He should leave a comment occasionally.
He's the only one that leaves comments. He's the only one. So this one is, what was his name again? Phil Beasley and the Journeymen, since we'll be going on a journey. This is The Restless Wind on the Jalen record label.
I think I've seen the Jalen label before, but
it had a totally
different layout. Oh, well, maybe it's the same. Let's see. What
Restless Wind. Name?
Phil Beasley. Okay, let's see what that is.
Summer rain. The wind blows wild and free. Now I'm lonely as can be. Always restless, moving on. The morning sun will find me gone. I'll ask the night winds where you are in my dreams. I travel far. A gentle breeze to your hair, little girl, as you lie sleeping there. Now I'm a long time gone, but your memory lingers on. I awake and almost see you there. Too late, I find I've learned to care. The wind blows wild and free. Now I'm lonely as can be.
they've got another war. But oh, I wonder if they know just what they're fighting for in that war, that crazy war. In 1917, you know, we helped them win their fight. But all we got was a lesson of what Sherman said was right in that war, that crazy war. Simple country lad, I lived down on the farm. I never even killed a man or done a body harm until that war, that crazy war. One day the sheriff caught me and said, come along, my son. Your Uncle Sam is needing you to help him tote a gun in that war, that crazy war. They took me down to the courthouse, my head was in a whirl. And when the doctors passed on me, I wish I'd been a girl in that war, that crazy war. They took me out to the rifle range to hear the bullets scream. I shot the shot the whole day long and never hit a thing in that war, that crazy war. Captain said, now fired well, and I said, who is he? The old fool got so raving mad, he took a shot at me in that war, that crazy war. And when we got to sunny France, I looked around with glee. But rain and kilometers was all that I could see in that war, that crazy war. The corporal, he was after me, but the general beat us in that war, that crazy war. And now we're back at home again from over there in France. The enemy lost the battle, but we all lost our pants in that war, that crazy war. Now over there in Vietnam, we're in another war. And after 50 years, they still don't know what we're fighting for in that war, this crazy war.
Oops, we are off, Gabba. We are on.
I'm sorry. I'm a little behind. I was trying to find a record to follow this one up, and I couldn't find it anywhere.
War records. We still need to remind you that the world is shit.
Yeah.
Just face it. It is like that. This song may seem funny at first, just like funny banjo picking about that crazy war, but I think it was dead serious. Dig Untied, that crazy war on Rural Rhythm. What does it say? From the album. So it must have been an album to it. So yeah,
war is still going on. Yeah, war is still going on, and new wars are being started as other parts of the world. But and Ukraine is also pretty sad because a lot of things have happened. Like people are just stopped getting donations because just everything's getting so expensive, and not everyone can afford to really help anymore. And now, like people keep asking me, that people have stopped going there to bring supplies because there's just no money anymore.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Every little bit helps. If anyone, you know, $5. You know, a month even just would help. So whatever you want to put that money, it's good to donate.
I think people are getting
so
tired of the whole thing because, it's still nothing stops this stupid war or any other stupid war, and there is no war which is not stupid. I'm not gonna.
Let's
go
not get started, but yeah, it's just sad, and to stay in touch with friends there, it's hard to hear what they're going through. And anyway, so yeah.
You have an amateur record because we are amateurs.
We're amateur DJs.
Radio DJing.
Yes, amateur in life in general, I think. this is the Coachman Lonely Rider. And I have two folk. I have one I'm playing now and then the one I'm going to end with. They're both two folk records.
Yeah, we got two folk records. And thinking of, I played you a record by the Coachman before, Mr. Moon, which is kind of a poppy 60s beat garage thing. I'm pretty sure that's not the same band. I don't know, but I think there were several Coachmen. This was just a folky Coachman. So
a folky Coachman.
Folky Coachman.
Either folk that went garage or
no, I don't know. Maybe I can look this up as usual, maybe. But no matter what's the title of the song?
Lonely Rider.
Lonely Rider, oh, okay.
All right.
Okay.
Down through the hills rides a lonely rider, gotta save his brother from the gallows and the mall. Way back in town stands a young girl's true love, gotta save her Johnny from the gallows and the mall. Only they know Johnny didn't do it. Only they know Johnny should be free. Only one man left can save him. Ride with the governor's pardon, so ride with brother. Keep those hoofs a flagging. You gotta get there or your brother will be hanging. Pray God my Johnny will be saved.
Well, yeah, it seems I'm just playing kind of obvious records today. It's also very common, surprisingly. Narva Felt's Cry Baby Cry on Mercury. Other side of Lonesome Feeling, both good. Yeah. I think I don't have much to say about that.
Yeah, then this is number 44, which I know barely gives me like what. Who cares what number of show this is? But next time will be number 45.
So maybe we just play LPs. We just
I think
play
we're gonna maybe just play LPs.
On 33.
Maybe just unreleased stuff that didn't come out on 45.
Maybe
or something.
We do another one of those kind of shows. Yeah.
You did one by yourself, but yeah. I also have a lot of those kind of things.
Well,
so maybe that's a good
out.
Occasion
yep.
on the 45th show not to play 45.
Although there are quite a few things on that. Are unissued material of artists that I still haven't bought yet on compilations or LPs
well,
and stuff
buying.
That I should do that. Maybe I do that
start
quickly
buying.
Before the 45th
you got 3 weeks.
Show. But I guess for now we're going to end the show because we're kind of lazy and tired. And
yeah, I'm really tired.
Nothing matters
anymore.
I'm never
anymore. Eating before a show again.
Oh. What is it?
Yeah, this one is not... It's Yeah, it's... Folk. It's very
oh yeah, it's
folk.
A very. It's a also kind of late, maybe 70s even.
I think late 60s
I don't
for
know.
Sure. But
that label
yeah,
looks weird.
The lyrics. Just listen to the story. The story is good. The
this is a pretty good
the folkiness
idea.
Is very folky. But
who wrote this thing? Let's see.
Mason Prophet with two F's.
Written by John and Terry Talbot. Good lyrics on
two
this one.
Two hangmen. Since there has been lots of criminal hangings and the records I've been playing today, I thought this would be a good ender. And this is on the Happy Tiger.
And that label
Tattoo
is...
Tattoo Hangman with Happy Tiger, yeah. Which is kind of...
And that label is, I mean, that is ugly. It is just ugly. We could, I mean, normally we just choose a nice label shot for the show. I'm tempted to take this one because it's so ugly.
It's so ugly.
But I'm not going to do that. I think
but
we don't have
the
any...
The story is pretty good, though. It's like about...
Two hangmen. Let's
yeah,
listen
yeah,
to this.
Yeah, yeah, just listen to it. Yeah, yes. I won't...
Mason Prophet, I think the surprise. Name... the name should ring a bell. Mason Prophet. I think he was prolific. I think he did a lot more that I don't know much about. So maybe it's another thing for me to Google, which is usually what I'm doing when I have no clue.
All right.
Thank you. We say goodbye and see you where else? After
time.
We ate a lot of pickles. And that's what you do, by the way.
We're going to get pickled.
We're going to get pickled. Here all we go. Right. Goodbye.
Ciao.
As I rode in the tombstone on my horse, his name's Mac. I saw what I'll relate to you going on behind my back. It seems the folks were up in arms, a man now had to die for believing things that didn't fit the laws they'd set aside. The man's name was I'm a Freak, the best that I could see. He was the executioner, a hangman just like me. I guess that he'd seen loopholes from working with his rope. He'd hung the wrong men many times, so now he'd turned to hope. He'd talked to all the people from his scaffold in the square. He told them of the things he found, but they didn't seem to care. He said the laws were obsolete, a change they should demand. But the people only walked away, he couldn't understand. The marshal's name was Uncle Sam, he said he'd right this wrong. He'd make the hangman shut his mouth if it took him all too long. He finally arrested Freak, and then he sent for me to hang a fellow hangman from a fellow hangman's tree. Didn't take them long to try him in their court of law. He was guilty in a thinking of a crime much worse than all. They sentenced him to die so his seed of thought can't spread and infect the little children. That's what the law had said. So the hanging day came round and he walked up to the noose. I pulled the lever, but before he fell, I cut him loose. They called it all conspiracy and that I had to die. So to close our mouths and kill our minds, they hung us side by side. And now we're two hangmen hanging from a tree. That don't bother me at all.
Yeah, okay, we just Googled that. We had no clue. It was a huge hit record. And man, that ended like a total Hey Jude. Did anybody hear that? Pretty good. But we tried to cue this up twice on different style-y on different record players. It sounded terrible. I don't know. I guess the vinyl's hammered. But yes, something different from us. So now we're out. Ciao.